So, you might be thinking, what the fuck are these two kids doing? Well, I've got something for you. No one asked you to listen. If you've got a problem, feel free to leave the room or mind your own goddamn business. If you decided to stick around, please enjoy today's episode of Young, Dumb, and Stoked.
Hey, we're back.
It's been 367 days to be precise.
Yeah, I actually looked at it when I was when I called Brendan today, and we decided to, you know, take this thing out of the from the dead. I was like, oh, look, the last time we recorded an episode was January 18th of 2021, and we did not record any other episodes in 2021.
And today is January 20th, 2022.
And it's also actually going to be coming up on 2 years of the anniversary of this podcast. And I also told Brendan that. And then he kind of like freaked out and was like, wait, really? And I was like, yeah, we're old.
But so, does it really count as 2 years if we haven't done an episode in over a year?
Well, we'll say like a year and a half. We'll count it as that.
Sure.
So what's new in your life, Bren? Because, you know, it's been a long time, right?
It has. What's new in my life? I have COVID.
That's not funny.
No, well, I mean, it's funny because a year ago we were talking about how we were like, guys, stay at home, do this, you know, just like, and now it's just like, we don't care anymore. We're just like,
oh, newsflash,
getting way too long.
Nobody gives a fuck anymore. You're probably all gonna get it. We're vaccinated, by the way. We're not anti-vaxxers. Oh, we're gonna do another disclaimer. Like we used to do these lovely disclaimers. Disclaimer. YDS does not endorse it. Shut up. Whatever.
No, let's get into that.
We're fully vaccinated, and we don't care about your vaccination status. But anyway.
But if you're vaccinated, then you should be allowed to do more than we're allowed to do right now. So this is just bullshit. But whatever.
I agree. So Brent had it. Brent, you could talk about your experience, and then I'll talk about mine.
Okay. Well, Jonathan had COVID about a month ago, but I just tested positive two, three days ago. I guess I'm one of probably 15,000 in Quebec daily who are now getting COVID, because that's how high our daily COVID count is at. But I don't even know why I tested. What was it? I was the night before. So this, I tested on Tuesday morning, but the night before Monday, I was feeling kind of weird. Like I was not feeling well at all, right? And I was just
sorry.
It's so funny because me and Jared look at each other first every time. We're just laughing at each other. I'm sorry. So I don't know. I was just like, we had home test kits, right? Which, okay, some people will say they're not fully accurate, but like, whatever. We still, you know, they're somewhat accurate. Like, we're not going to deny it. So I told my mom, I was like, oh, let me just do a test quick. Like, we have three of them, whatever. And like within 5 minutes, I already saw the two lines, but 15 minutes, I was positive. Was I shook? Something like I wasn't, but at the same time I was, because for some reason, something told me that I had it a while ago. Like I could have had it on many different occasions, but I guess that now that I tested and I got it now, I was like, oh, it's kind of weird that I have it now. And I know you can get COVID multiple times, but you know, whatever. So, okay. Now I've been in my basement for almost 3 days. Is it getting long? Yes. Please get me the fuck out of here. But I redesigned my room and everything.
That's how bored he is, by the way. He had nothing else to do, so he called me one day and he's like all excited. I was like, what's up? And he's like, look, I'm redesigning my room. And I was like, wow.
That's what happens when you're stuck in your room for that long. And then, you know, in terms of like symptoms, I mean, yeah, I've had a cough, stuffy nose, kind of like a little cold, but no, the one thing that I realized yesterday is I completely lost my taste. I cannot taste anything. And it's so weird because, like, I don't know, you just can't take, like, originally I was like, oh, this is good. I could eat healthy stuff and I won't even know it. You know what I mean? But then it's like, you're so used to the texture that you're like, nah, this is not fun like you think it would be, you know? So yeah, I can't really taste much.
You like ever open a jar of hot sauce and just like just dip your
I
finger
could
for fun?
probably
Just go like
chug a whole
this.
thing of hot sauce.
Just go like
Just,
just go like this.
exactly.
Like not taste the goddamn thing.
No, but yeah, I know it's just it's weird. But other than that, no, I'm feeling better. Honestly, I am feeling better since 2 days ago.
Good.
But obviously not 100% yet, but
Yeah.
we'll get there.
Well, it's funny because Brennan had told me that he had COVID only a few days ago. And I kind of looked at him and I was like, oh, well, you'll be okay because I actually got it. So I remember this is a whole other disaster. Me and Brennan were supposed to go to Hawaii in January.
That
That never happened.
didn't happen.
Well, what had happened was on Christmas Eve, I mean, I was okay. And then, like, towards the evening, literally Christmas Eve, the actual fucking night, I started to notice, I was like, oh, I have a little bit of a sore throat. I was like, I didn't think much of it, so whatever. Then I started to get just a bit of a fever overnight. But me, I get these weird little fevers all the time, so I'm like, oh fuck it, it's whatever. I get up on Christmas morning and I'm like, oh boy, no, like I fell off. So I came downstairs, whatever. We did a test. I saw the two lines coming in. I'm like, fuck! Like you just see, like you see the second line filling in. It's like a pregnancy test.
And
Like you're pregnant.
yeah, for like my mom
Fuck.
pulled up with the pregnancy test that she has like from like when she was pregnant with me, and she's like, "This is the exact same thing." I'm like, "Yeah, I
Yeah,
know, it's kind of weird." And I
double
was
line
like,
is never a good
I
thing in
was
life.
slowly looking at it, right? And it's just like you're kind of looking and like, "Oh, do I have COVID or do I not?" Like it's just like it's so weird,
Yeah.
but
So I remember then Christmas morning, literally that was my present. Fuck you, Santa. I got COVID, and like the first 4 or 5 days, it really wasn't that bad. I honestly, it was, I had a little bit of a dull sense of smell and taste. I didn't completely lose it, but I had a little bit dull for sure. But I just had a bit of a fever, and mainly it was like congestion. Basically, it was like a cold. It just felt like a
Yeah,
bad cold.
exactly.
And then within 5 days, I was totally fine, and within 12 or 13 days I had tested negative again, so I was completely good to rock and roll. But
But you know,
yeah, that was weird.
we gotta consider ourselves lucky because, like, to be honest, like we
Yep.
don't have, generally speaking, we don't really have any sick people in our family. So it's not like, you know what I mean? Like it's not like we're putting too many of our own members at risk, I guess you could say. I mean, you know, I have a stepfather who owns two stores, so we have to be careful with him. He tested negative the other day, so I just don't see him. Like, I really, you know, I don't hang out with him every day, or I don't
He's
really, you
actually
know what I
locked
mean?
in the
So
basement, guys. Like
he's, yeah, he's
he's
with me.
literally
He's
locked in
separate.
the
We
basement.
share a bed together.
That's it.
But no, but like, yeah. So it's just kind of like, you know, we kind of have to consider ourselves lucky that we have it now because Jonathan and I are actually starting to plan our trip for Italy in June 2022. So that's gonna be, we'll talk more about that later. But yeah, so you know, I guess having it now is kind of like a good thing in a way. You know what I mean? Like we got it kind of over with it, whatever. But yeah, so whatever, it's
COVID is
weird, yeah.
spiraling out of control now, and no one gives a fuck, as
Know
they
what?
should.
I have to be thankful for
Fuck
staying in
it.
my room. I have to be thankful for staying in my room for that long because I have to go back to Lenoxville soon.
Oh,
Oh my God,
yeah.
we haven't done an episode. Wait, damn, I've never ex talked about my experience in Lenoxville. Okay, well, whatever.
Okay, well, please enlighten us.
I
Tell us how much you love Lenoxville.
Okay, that's it. No, okay, well, I live in Lenoxville, which is this tiny little, I don't even know where it is anymore. It's kind of like a neighborhood of Sherbrooke now, which is about 2.5 hours from where I live now. It's for school, obviously. I think we may have talked about it maybe last episode a year ago because I had committed just a couple days or like a month
You
before.
had said when I listened to it, you had said you had just committed.
Yeah, so obviously for the football program, I mean, listen, I don't really feel like talking about it forever, but like, anyways, I live there, and you know, I share an apartment with three other guys right now, and I have a small single bed, so enjoying my king size bed back home is nice right now. So I have to have to say I'll take advantage of that now. But
and now he's got a taste of New York City living. Beautiful. Love it.
Yep.
Wow.
And on Monday, I got to go back. Well, school started, but we have a week online, kind of like you guys, kind of like actually most people. So yeah, I don't know.
You know, it's been 1 year that Joe Byron's been in office. I just thought of that now.
I'm just surprised he's still alive. Like,
every time he does a speech, and then you go and you get an American dream and you get a shopping cart, and your grandkids. What the fuck are you saying? Like, what the hell? Oh, man, that's funny. Yeah, so basically that's pretty much it for what's been going on in the world. Nothing, and everyone's dying. But actually, no, because a lot of people are vaccinated now, and the majority of these cases are pretty mild for the most part. I mean, listen, there are still people dying. You know, it's not something to dismiss. But we also can't hide in our houses like hobbits all day long. We've got to get out at some point. Like I told Brendan, I'm like, you know, I was kind of worried. I'm like, at least Brendan's, you know, keeping busy. Because if he wasn't, like, I wouldn't be surprised if there was a volleyball in the corner that he drew a face on. Well, Wilson! Next thing you know, he'll be recording an episode, or at least so he thinks,
with Wilson,
with me, the volleyball on the chair. Oh man,
my own conversations.
All right, let's talk about summer 22 quickly, and then we have some other topics in mind, but yeah, let's jump summer on that 22. Right.
Okay, well, like we were talking about, Jonathan and I are planning our trip to Italy, which is pretty exciting. We have a whole Google Docs open. We have what is this? I could probably like top it off quick. We're doing Rome a couple nights, then we're going up to Venice, then we're going to Valgardena, which is where
the mountains are.
And then we're going down to Milan, and then we're going from Milan to Pisa, then we're going to stay in between Pisa and Florence, and then we're going to go around from there, then we're going to go right back down to Rome, and then we're done. 12 days, 11 nights, we are locked and loaded for Italy. We just have to confirm our flights, because my wonderful parents have given us, what is it, flight vouchers, basically, so because we didn't get to go to Italy, we have like $100. See, COVID's making me go crazy. Since we didn't go to Hawaii, we have $2,100 in vouchers, and we have about what, $1,600 we're about to spend now on flights to Rome.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You don't have to go that much into detail, but there you go.
Oh, my bad.
You might as well tell you their credit. You can give like my that. Credit card number while you're at it, right? You might
as well just 4, 5, 8. No. No, I'm like that. Shit. Actually, it's funny you say that, because I remember a couple of weeks ago when I was working at Costco, a customer had asked me something. And then my boss was next to me, and a customer asks me something, and I just start going on about it. Like, I'm just like, yeah, you can do this, blah, blah, blah. My boss just goes, just say yes, man. Like, just nice and just fucking short. Like, why do you have to go into so much detail? I'm like, yeah, my bad. So,
yeah, we're gonna be renting a smart car over there, and then we're gonna have to figure out how me and Brent are gonna shove our asses into a little Tootsie wagon and pow around Italy.
We'll make it work.
Oh yeah, it'll be fine.
I'm going there because I want to get all the beautiful drone shots.
It's true. Brendan has a drone, and then I also recently just bought a drone, and I've got a GoPro as well. He's got fancy schmatzy cameras, so we're gonna bring all the equipment over there. We're gonna get some really good footage, and it's gonna be fun because it's also my first time going to Europe, and it'll be our first like official international vacation, just the two of us. So we've been planning this thing. Yeah, well, it was kind of funny because, like, we had always talked about it for the last couple of months, and we had said, we're going to go to Europe this summer. But we never really said where. We're just like, oh, we're just going to Europe. And then I ended up going down to Montreal, like, in January, like, only, like, I don't know, 2 weeks ago, a week ago, whatever, before he had COVID. Everyone, don't worry. And I didn't give it to him, by the way, or at least I hope I didn't, because I was negative before. I
got negative. Negative, so right,
no, I know, but you know, there's always the blue-haired people that get upset. Anyways, okay, I'm curious about that. Just kidding. We love everyone. But I remember we literally just sat down one night and we spent 3 hours planning it. And we slowly narrowed it down, and so at one point we were thinking of doing like Austria and Italy and driving through the countries, but we don't know what COVID is going to look like by then. It's just going to be a little bit messy, especially if we need tests. So we decided, you know what? Italy's big enough that just for us to do the whole northern half, which is what we're going to do, it's going to take us a good 12 days to properly experience it. So could you imagine, it's probably going to take you close to a month to properly experience. When I say properly experience, I mean it's been roughly around 2 nights, maybe even three in each major city, but properly experience Italy is probably a good month. I mean, you've got so many different cities and towns and pizzas to try, right, Brent?
Exactly. No, I think that we agreed that if ever the borders allow it, and I mean, you know, COVID allows it, we'll when we're spending that night in Venice one day, we might just stop into Slovenia, you know, visit Ljubljana, visit something that's kind of close. You know, I mean, I'm sure we've mentioned it before, but Jonathan and I are Slovenians, so going to Slovenia would be kind of nice.
We also love Slovenian church. We'll talk about that at
Oh, okay.
the
We'll talk about that right after. Ooh,
episode.
good one. Anyways, but yeah, so if ever, like we said, if ever a time allows it to, because again, like we are kind of rushing through some areas, but there's specific reasons too, right? Like, for example, I really want to visit Val Gardena, which is in the Secchia Mountain area, because it's just like a photographer's dream to go there. And I want to get every opportunity, like every shot I get, I'll take them, you know what I mean? So if we get to go there, which we will, then perfect. I'll take all the shots I need. Give me 5 hours, I'll do it in three. You know what I mean? Like I'll do it. It's just I just want to go for like, you know, just for half a minute. I just want to go and then that's it. We're out. So like we said, you know, Venice, Val Gardena, and then down to Milan. We're gonna be kind of rushing through those areas. But whatever. Like I think that that's kind of part of the fun too, because you know, once we're there, we can always play around with what we do, right? Like we have the car for 10 days or whatever, so you know, we can do whatever the heck we want. If we get bored and we're like, fuck Italy, we're going to Slovenia for the rest of the weekend. You know what I mean? So yeah, you know what? I really want to start talking about the Slovenia church. You want to tell the story about Slovenia? Okay,
Well,
basically,
let me
yeah.
say this. Hold on, before we start, let's say this. We had a bit of a plan to discuss NFTs, but I think, and to Brendan's approval, that because I think it's a bigger topic, maybe we should leave the NFT thing to another day so we can properly spend time on it.
Sure.
Yeah, we're already kind of hitting the timelines here, and I'm sure you already fell asleep. So,
Yeah.
anyway, Brent, you start off the lovely Slovenian church story. I actually asked Brent beforehand. I was like, you know what? For story time, and hey, now it's story time. I was like, Brent, do we ever tell the Slovenian church story? And he's like, no. And it's funny because I tell
But
it to like
I don't know.
everybody.
Something tells me that we may have,
I
but
don't. Well, let's
whatever.
tell
You
it
know what?
again.
Let's
Who
who cares?
cares?
Exactly. It's still interesting. I don't remember the story by heart. I'll let Jay finish,
I
but
do.
it's Easter weekend, right? What is it?
It was Easter Saturday, yeah.
Easter Saturday, and our wonderful, amazing, I don't even know how to describe her, Slovenian grandmother says, "Boys, you're coming to church, but not just any church. You're going to Slovenian fucking church or something." It's
One on Bronzeway.
Jonathan, my grandmother, and I. We head to
Hold
Slovenian
on.
church.
How old are we? 10 or 11?
Not even maybe, I don't know,
Yeah, we were
nine
so
maybe even.
young. Fuck. It was
We
an
were
Easter
young.
Saturday mass, and it was like it was a blessing mass. So basically in the religious tradition of religion. I don't know if it's like a Christian thing. Whatever. My grandma's a Catholic, so anyway. Basically what happens is in Catholicism, like or I don't know if this is ever Catholicism. I just know it's more of a European Polish Slovenian thing where you prepare baskets for Easter Saturday and then you bring them to the church and they bless them with water and they do a mass, whatever. Continue.
So, you know, you don't send 9, 10-year-old kids who speak English to a Slovenian church when they're with each other's favorite cousin and they're known to fuck around a lot. You know what I mean? So, you know, whatever. Obviously, we have to go because especially at that time, there is no decision making at our age. So, you know, grandma wants us to go to church with her. We're going to church with her. And oh God. How do we ha so you know we're sitting we're about half an hour in, not even like we
Not
it's
even, yeah.
we're very quick to, you know, let's just say start laughing at the
So
Slovenian
just imagine
language.
this. There you have pretty much all old people there. There wasn't a single young person but me and Brendan.
Nah.
So there's all these like old bags standing there with like their teeth half falling out and their face dripping. And then you have the priest or whatever. And it's just, like Brendan said, a full Slovenian mass. So they're speaking and singing in Slovenian. And so then the songs come up. And I think we managed to keep it together.
I think what actually really got us at first was the song.
Yeah.
Because the music is, it's nice. Like, especially if you listen to it today, like we enjoy listening to Slovenian polka whenever we go on drives as jokes, whatever. Like, it's nice music. Not, we can't lie, right? But when you're at that age and you don't understand a word and you just feel like giggling, like, you're gonna fucking laugh. You know what I mean?
It basically sounds like achka, lachka,
kaka, paka. Yeah, exactly. There's lots of kaka and shit like that. So, you know, any 9-year-old will start laughing when they hear the priest talking after. Okay. And I just remember, like, you're sitting on my left.
Yeah.
And then grandma's on my right. Oh, and God. And I just remember, like, you and me, like, look at each other and just, like,
we were turning red. We were turning red.
I'm just laughing thinking about it, but we were dying of laughter, like, just a little guilty. And we just, like, whatever we hear, we just can't stop. Like, we cannot stop laughing. And then grandma's next to me, and she just, like, a couple times, she, like, gives me a little nudge, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And after that, I remember at one point, like, I don't even know if we said anything, but obviously we were laughing and like our heads off. And grandma turns around and she gives us the worst, like the meanest look. Like, she's mad pissed.
Oh,
and,
dude.
And she's just like, and she grabbed me by the ear at one point.
Yeah, yeah,
she's so mad.
She does that thing, like, when she gets really mad, but like, what? And she looks at you, she's like, quiet.
I know.
And then fucking right away, she pulls by the ears and she dragged us out. And went to the front, and then I remember she's giving a shit, and she goes to Brennan, like my aunt, right? Call your mom, pick you up. I'm not driving you home. This is crazy. I'm not fucking driving you.
She was so mad. She was so mad that she told me that we had to call my mom in order to come pick us up because she could not. And the funniest thing is, right, my mom shows up, and then she's like, and then, you know, she asks what the heck happened because she's like, she's so confused. She's like, why, what, you know? And we're just like, I don't know. I don't remember how it went down exactly, but we were just basically telling her that we were just laughing so much because it was just so funny. And then my mom thinks it's funny too, because she's like, damn, no shit. You don't send 9-year-olds to a freaking Slovenian mass when they don't understand a single word. So, like, Jonathan and I are laughing our heads off. My mom thinks it's hilarious, takes us home. She doesn't give two shit. She's like, you know what? Good for you. Like, you had your laugh, like, whatever, right? And then, yeah, that's our Slovenian church story.
That was funny. And then, so thank God grandma forgot it now, but we never really bring it up much. I don't want to.
So watch us 8 years later, now that we're going to turn 18, you and I are going to go to Slovenia and we're going to sit in the church and just laugh our heads off. And grandma won't be there to give a shit. So yeah, that's my story.
Oh,
that's kind of funny. But whatever. And we're like, well, I guess we're lucky today. Grandma doesn't really force us to go anywhere. She still goes to her Saturday. She goes Saturday, right? She doesn't go Sunday anymore.
I think Saturdays, yeah. Yeah. She goes to Saturday.
But yeah, and even
my
grandfather doesn't care either. So whatever, he doesn't. It's funny because now, because, you know, when we were younger, everyone went to church for the special occasions, right? Like, either it was Christmas, Easter. Did you guys go on New Year's or like?
Not New Year's, but Christmas, Easter for sure were the big ones. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. I remember going often with you guys on Easter because I normally, for some reason, was in Toronto during Easter weekend or whatever. So I remember going with you guys a lot. I never as a kid, either, like, my mom doesn't go to church. Like, we don't, back home, and I guess you could say Quebec, we don't go to church. So I only really went when I was down in Toronto with you guys. But yeah, so it was just like, whatever.
The best part is when Brennan would be down, like, I always remember this was so funny. And, you know, nobody wants to sit there for 2 hours, right? You just do your thing, go. But I remember Brennan be like, when is it done? When is it finished? And I'd be like, I don't know. I'm asking the same question in my own head. Like,
no, because the thing is, like, I wasn't used to it as much as they were, obviously. Like, I got used to it because I had to go whenever you guys were going. Okay, whatever, understandable. But, like, you know, and I went for, like, what was it? I don't think I ever went for your first communion, but I think I went for Xander and Dill's communion confirmation for sure. I may have even gone to Scarlett's. Well, okay, anyways, we won't talk about that.
I don't know, man. There's too many.
But no, all I was going to say is that, you know, like, we're lucky because our grandfather today doesn't give two shits. So whenever my grandmother was like, would be like, "Oh, you guys want to come to church with me?" My grandfather would be like, "Don't ask them that question. They don't want to go to church with you." Like he'd be so like,
he don't give a fuck. He was like,
and then my grandma would feel so bad. She'd be like, she was. I feel bad sometimes. I know that sometimes she kind of wishes that we came, but she understands. Like, fuck, we're not gonna go to church for 2 hours. Like, and she knows me more. Like, I haven't gotten my first communion confirmation or nothing. I'm
you haven't eaten the bread yet, Brendan?
I have with you guys. You've I'm not supposed bread? To, but I have.
Oh my god! That's
I remember once, who was it? Someone in your family. I don't want to, just in case, but I was like, someone just said, "Oh, okay, just go up and take a bread, and that's it."
I took a piece of bread. Have a glass of wine while you're at it.
Exactly.
My dad one time was like, "Oh wow, that's delicious wine." Oh yeah, man! Wow, isn't that great? Look at that.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. Not much has changed. Good old times, right, Brent?
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. Yep. I miss my childhood. Yep.
Childhood's gone by so fast. Damn. Now we go on drives and we ditch Xander every night. That's nice.
Holy shit, we're going to be legal in Mexico in a few months.
What?
Yeah, 18 in Mexico. Well, in Italy, 18 too.
18 in Quebec, too.
Oh, fuck yeah, it's true.
You can just
I was trying to figure out a way how to bring back some Italian wine. I was, like, thinking of a loophole.
What is it in Italy? Oh, you could...
Well, 18, but...
Unless... Because once you get to Toronto, it has to be 19.
Yeah. I don't wonder if there's some kind of rule. Who knows, right? I was thinking maybe we just even if we just landed in Montreal.
Okay, but really, if you think about it, if you really, really think about it, wait. I guess it depends also at the airport, and because we don't.
No idea, but to bring back some would be nice because they have some good.
Yeah, like dude, no one really declares what they bring in. So that's true. But anyways, yeah. Okay, I guess we had our fun. You want to talk about something else? Because I guess like podcasts don't normally do that. We don't normally just randomly say, okay, let's start talking about this. It kind of just blends
yeah, in. Yeah, that's true.
But we're boring. We're different. Okay. We're calling yeah. everyone stoked. We're dumb. okay. Not funny.
Okay. Not funny.
Okay, well, I really want to start talking about NFTs because...
Okay, well, you do a quick segment because we really don't have much time to talk about NFTs. And I think if we get into that whole topic, it's going to be a good 15, 20 minutes and we should save it for an episode. We have a lot to talk
about. It's 2022. It's 2022. A year ago, if someone had told me what an NFT was, I would have been like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? NFTs have been around for a couple of years now, but now they're really starting to, you know, come out and, you know, I guess, how could you say it? You know, to the spotlight of anything right now, right? News and like everyone's big on NFTs these days. Non-fungible tokens are basically pictures. Running the internet now. the whole crypto world, the whole, you know, we could even talk about the metaverse. And there's so much stuff going into this. Here's the reason why I wanted to speak about it for half a minute, right? NFTs, I just think they're fucking dope. I just think they're so cool. I think that people are, you know, I've always been a fan of making money on stupid shit. You know what I mean? Like half my family doesn't believe in that. You know, everyone's like, oh, these YouTubers making money off of this, or these people making money off of that. I'm like, yo, good for them. They found something. They found a niche. They found whatever it takes to just make easy, quick money. Fuck, they're making millions off of this shit. Easy or not. But, you know, my stepfather's always like, oh, these stupid clowns. Even he's calling pro athletes clowns. He's like, they're doing a show. I'm like, whether they are or not, they're really good at what they're doing. And they found a way to fucking make money. Like, I'm like, dude, I'll do anything for money. Well, you know, to a certain extent. But
slow down there.
But no, but like NFTs, you know, you hear stories of like freaking 13-year-olds making millions off of NFTs, yeah. Trading them. So this one dude used pictures of him for the past 4 years. Made $1 million. Yeah. His NFTs are worth.
The Indonesian guy. That was really cool.
Yeah, that is so cool. You know, I always talk. Now I'm talking a lot with Jay. I'm like, oh, I really want to start. We really want to start our own NFT, whatever. And then we're like, maybe eventually we'll turn this podcast into an NFT, which would be so cool. We'd have to grow a little bit of a bigger audience for that.
Full disclaimer: we're going to be actually dropping an NFT. We'll say when, and it will have exclusive access to perks. Such as being able to meet the hosts. Hey, yeah. You wouldn't want to spend time with us. Huh?
Meet and greet in Toronto.
Meet and greet. And so anyway, there's a whole bunch of perks that come with it. And we're going to do a lot of variations of them. But anyway, for those of you who don't know, an NFT is a photo that somebody posted online. And if you want one, you can screenshot it. Just kidding. It doesn't work like that. But that will be saved for another episode because we have a lot to talk about. And,
true.
And Mark Zuckerberg too, because you can't forget Lizard King.
Yes. What a beauty. I love him.
He was making his character in that Facebook thing, and then it was so funny. It was like something stupid about, like, when he was making the character, and he's like, that shirt looks perfect. And I was like, oh,
but he wears the same shirt every day.
Fucking great, robot. Yeah. Like, really? Oh, man. But anyway, Brent, I think we've sort of hit the timelines here.
All right, so let's do the OG outro. It's
been
167 days. Okay, I'll do it as it's scripted.
Go for it.
Oh, exclamation mark. Time has run out, guys. The podcast is over. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. We're stoked to see you next time. Follow us on Instagram @YoungDumbAndStoked. Until next time.